Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, fellas.
First we had a mic, now they like, what, baby?
Boy, that dude.
What up, Key?
Hard. You, this is the most energy I ever seen. You had okay. 3 years, man.
I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. Like, what the hell just happened?
You woke up at 2:30?
Well, I saw that. Well, when we got the text on the text chain.
Yeah.
I had a feeling, though.
Yeah.
Something was trending that way.
Yeah. How you doing, though, by the way?
Good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Key. Yourself?
Well, you know, those tickets are like bad stocks right about now.
Yeah, price. The investment went down quick.
Man, what
they could have been, Key. I'm like, I was sitting there. I woke up this morning. I said to my wife, she was still sleeping. I was like, Kevin just got traded. She said, oh, my God. She's like, I guess we're not going to the Bulls game tonight. I was like, no, we're not. We're not
Can you transfer them somehow to Liberty tickets?
Can
you make those Liberty tickets somehow? People go see Liberty.
2.5 years. Their franchise is 2.5 years, it's a whole nother team. That's just crazy to me.
It was a year and a half.
It ain't even 2.5. 2 years, right?
It was a year and a half ago. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, James Harden, Kevin Durant.
And Kyrie Irving.
And Kyrie Irving on the same team.
And now they got 16 rotation pieces and no stars.
But even when you said that, right, Harden and KD and Kyrie, and it was like, it didn't work out with Harden. Man, they got Ben Simmons. And that's not bad.
That's not
you know,
bad.
He might change his mind. He might do this. He might start playing. Da 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 da.
Here's the trade. All right. So let's back up here. Let's back up. Ben Simmons showed up. Ben Simmons showed up. Everything's cleared out. Everyone left.
Why is Ben Simmons in a room by himself right now? Like, what happened?
He shows up. Like, I don't know. This guy's toxic. I don't know. They seem to be working out. Ben Simmons shows up. Everyone's gone. All right. Look. Here's what we're talking about. Earlier this week, we asked, what would it take for the Super Bowl to take a back seat in terms of sports coverage this week? And we're like, if KD got traded. Well, here we are leading the show. It's been all week we've been leading the show
all
with
week.
NBA. KD got traded. KD just got... The Phoenix Suns are acquiring Kevin Durant in a blockbuster trade with the Brooklyn Nets. Phoenix is sending Mikal Bridges, nice player. Cam Johnson, nice player. Jay Crowder, nice player. These are Swiss Army knife, modern day, wing, you know, multiple position defending.
Role players.
Three
Big time
and
role
D
players.
Role players. If you could have three of these guys with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, Jay, you win a championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you have them instead of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. In addition to the players, four first round picks.
Oh,
and a 2028 pick swap to Brooklyn. The Suns entered Wednesday. They went from 18-1 to win a championship to 5-1 to win a championship.
I'm laughing, Jay, because this is going to happen all day long, right? Because it should happen. The Phoenix Suns get Kevin Durant, and the Brooklyn Nets get Jay Crowder and Bridget. I'm like, damn, what happened to T.J. Ward? They don't even mention him.
They don't mention T.J. Ward.
Yeah. That's going to happen throughout the whole day, right? It's like you were just something to throw in, just a little bit of cherry on the top.
But T.J. Ward's a good pickup. I mean, he was originally drafted by the Suns. So that's, I mean,
no, I know. It's just funny, though. Holmes,
no, he kind of negates one of the guys they're getting back. When you really think about it, Warren, Crowder, this one, that Mikal Bridges, but
it's all about KD. That's all that matters.
So, Key, The first thing that happened when the Kyrie news dropped, right?
Uh-huh.
And I felt like it was going, like he asked for it, he came out, he wanted to be out. The first question I asked myself was, if I'm Kevin Durant, do I trust the next 3 years of my career with Sean Marks and Joe Tsai? After I just asked last year for an ultimatum that I want Sean Marks and Steve Nash gone, I got Steve Nash gone, but obviously that's a public announcement that I do not trust Sean Marks. And the answer to me, to myself, was hell no, I don't. So then you start thinking around the league, like who are the right people in which this could work out for Kevin Durant? And automatically on the show, I said, I'm like, all right, watch out for Phoenix. Like Phoenix has new ownership. Matt Ishibia, Justin Ishibia, they both come from like the Chicago area, Michigan State. They were on the board there with Tom Izzo. Like, they have, ownership-wise, they want to play. They want to win. You were hearing rumblings like I do. Phoenix Radio every Tuesday. You were hearing boots on the ground about how they weren't sure about DeAndre Ayton long-term. You knew they were sitting out Jay Crowder. You knew that they were going to be aggressive and offering a lot of picks. I didn't know they were going to give up Cam Johnson, too. Mikal Bridges is something you would ask for if you're Brooklyn. I mean, but they gave up a load, and now you're talking about, right out of the gate, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say, I mean, I think this team kind of challenges those 2017, 2018, 2019 Golden State Warrior teams as it relates to talent. Devin Booker, yo, is one of the realest two guards in the league. CP3, you can say he gets older and he might get injured later in the season.
That's the thing.
But I like him orchestrating this team with DeAndre Ayton. They still have to find – I mean, they have Torrey Craig who played. He's stepping in, giving them great minutes right now. They're absolutely loaded.
So the Chris Paul, let's get to the Chris Paul of it all, though.
Okay, Jay. I mean, Chris Paul is a little long in the tooth, right? So when you go back to those years you just mentioned with the Warriors, by him being where he's at in the stage of his career right now, I don't know if they can challenge them.
Yeah, right. I mean, let's talk about who they are going to challenge.
It depends on what type of challenge you're talking about, too, though, right, Jay? Is it a real challenge, or is it just going to ruffle their feathers a little bit?
Well, let's talk about because they're not going to play those teams. They're going to play these teams in the West right now, wide open. I want to talk about Chris Paul. Let's get back to Chris Paul. Devin Booker is now the second best player on the team. If Devin Booker's your best player, we've seen it. You're not going to win a championship. I mean, they didn't win a championship.
They got close.
They did, and they had a really nice team around him. But if Devin Booker is your second best player, oh, now you might win a championship, right? If you get the other little pieces right. So let's talk about Chris Paul. We know what it is with KD and Devin Booker. That's absurd. How much do you think Chris Paul has left? You said he's the right guy to orchestrate this. Does this raise the possibility that he'll stay healthy because it takes a little pressure off? What do you think about the Chris Paul of it all?
They're low managing him. They're going to have to this year. But here's why I first thought that there's no way you can get Chris Paul in this deal or let him go if you're the Phoenix Suns, right? So think about this. KD is the ultimate mercenary. He is an assassin, okay? When it comes to being on the court, he wants to hoop. When it comes to confrontation, we've seen how that works, right? There was a reason why Kyrie Irving led vocally with this team before with the Brooklyn Nets, right? That's not who KD is, nor is that what KD wants to do as it relates to telling players what time it is all the time, all that stuff, right? Devin Booker is more of that dude. Like, he's a talker. He'll trash talk to you back and forth, but he's not a vocal guy. Chris Paul is the guy that's going to need to be the person that says, no, KD, you need to be here. Hey, DeAndre, and you need to be there. Like, he might rub people the wrong way, but he's willing to say things that other players won't say because those guys are a little bit more passive in how they are vocally.
So he's your locker room leader on the floor as well.
Yes.
And he's going to hold people accountable is basically what you're saying.
Yes.
In the situations that KD's been in where he's won, where you look at Golden State, Draymond Green was that guy that held everybody accountable. They really didn't have that in Brooklyn. I mean, James Harden got there, but it was just an issue. And then when you look at Kyrie, everybody thought he was, you know, halfway monkey crazy. So they weren't probably listening to him when he was trying to tell somebody something. So you really never had. That's a great point, Jay. It really truly is. And when you look at this team, though, I think they have an opportunity to be one of the top teams in the West. No question about it. That's why they did this move. This move ain't about 5 years from now. This move is about today.
Yeah, right with now. A wide open. I wonder with KD, as you guys were talking about it, and then Key, as you brought up Draymond Green, I wonder if, and maybe this is overly simplistic, but he needs, because he has the personality he has, he just wants to ball, right? I think mercenary is he's the greatest mercenary ever,
of all time.
Greatest hired gun assassin of all time. That's a better way to put it than maybe when I say he's the greatest complimentary player, because I'm not trying to diminish what he does. What I mean is,
a hell of a complimentary player for 30
points. Right, but no, what I mean is he'll make any team ever better. He'll make any team ever better, but he's not like the vocal leader of the team, right? But in Golden State, it's interesting. Who's the second best player on that team? Steph, but he's not the vocal leader of the team. So, like, who's the second best player on the Nets? Kyrie. He was. maybe it's better for KD when his number one crime partner is not the alpha kind of personality. Because now you have a little bit of a conflict. It doesn't work as well because he's the better player on any team he's on.
I do wonder, though, Max, like how...
The third best player, though, or a guy, a veteran guy, might be a better leader for KD.
But Kate, now, like, because look, Devin Booker and CP3 are extremely tight, right? So now, like, the one thing you wonder about this team, where it's win now, win next couple years, right? Impact, instant impact, is can KD and Chris Paul stay on the same page and not butt heads?
Absolutely,
because right, you have strong
but
personalities,
Jay,
and when some
Jay, absolutely,
CP, you know, like, yeah, key,
they
you
can.
Know, if CP were to say something to KD the wrong way, that has a chance to.
Yeah, but I think Chris is a little wiser now at the edge. He's at the end of his run, and this is so important in his career that I think he realizes, from what I know, that he cannot approach this as if he was in Houston.
I agree.
He
can't
when you said absolutely, did you mean absolutely Jay just asked the right question, or absolutely you think Chris Paul will make it work?
Chris Paul will make it work.
I agree
absolutely
with that.
He will.
I agree. I think it's
He's at the end of the line.
Yep.
And he's at the end of the line. He understands, okay, I got about two of these years left, and I got one of the top two to three players in the NBA on my team. I got to do it a different way.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, since he's been in Phoenix, or when he was in OKC before Phoenix, he kind of – this ain't the same Houston.
You're
this
right.
Ain't the same L.A. Clipper Chris Paul.
You're right.
This
he
is
did
a
it
totally
with,
different dude.
He did it with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He, like,
absolutely,
brought him along the way. Yeah.
You know what else? If Chris Paul makes the right basketball decisions as a leader, KD will be fine, because KD doesn't need the ball a million. To KD will
it's
do whatever.
Golden.
Yeah.
Hey, Max.
And plus, KD has his best coach since he was with Steve Kerr.
Yeah,
hey, Maxie.
Point. Yeah.
You know now I'm pulling a J.
What's up?
You a Phoenix Suns fan?
I'm a Phoenix Suns
fan. Yeah, right. Everyone is. Everyone's watching this team.
I mean,
like,
my son has been trying to get me there for the last couple years, you know, but I'm there now.
Hey,
now
888-SAY-ESPN. Suns the best team
on the
West?
Floor.
Ooh. Suns the best team in the West? 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Phoenix Suns are acquiring Kevin Durant,
Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton. I'm going to go ahead and say, I mean, I think this team kind of challenges those 2017, 2018, 2019 Golden State Warrior teams.
The entire landscape of the NBA changed this week. And by the way, the trade deadline has not yet passed. Is there another domino to fall in the Western Conference? The Phoenix Suns last night acquired Kevin Durant, or I should say are acquiring Kevin Durant in a blockbuster trade with the Nets. Phoenix sending Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, four first-round picks, and a 2008 pick swap to Brooklyn.
Key, remember that time when we thought Rudy Gobert went for a lot?
Yeah. TJ Warren in with KD.
Wait, Gobert was what, three or four?
I think Gobert was three.
You need like 12 for KD in that case. But anyway.
Well, essentially, yeah.
Well, you got Mikal. Yo, Mikal.
That's what I was saying. Essentially,
nice.
I was just about to say, he got 12 by getting the player.
Jay Crowder is one of the best defenders in the league. He's just been sitting out all year because he hasn't been happy.
These are the three guys that Kyrie and KD needed on the Nets with them, right? Like they needed the guys.
Max, you did it again, though.
What's that?
Oh, you forgot to mention
TJ Warren.
TJ Warren.
Warren.
Poor TJ Warren, man.
What was Warren averaging in the bubble? Didn't he go nuts in the bubble?
Yeah, he was going crazy in the bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN senior NBA insider on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt last night. Listen.
There was an inevitability to this, that if it wasn't now, it would probably be after the season. And I think for the Nets, for Durant, I think the timing was right. But this is, again, for Phoenix, you know, just a chance now to really make a run at a title, especially with Chris Paul, certainly at a point in his career where you don't know how much time you have left of him playing at perhaps championship-level basketball.
Mm.
Does the KD trade make the Suns at this moment? We'll see what happens before the trade deadline, because you know how it is now. It's an arms race, right? The team's got to reload. Does it make the Suns the best team in the West right now? Right now as we speak. And look, I know they haven't played together, but I mean projecting how it's going
to
be.
D-Book just came back off injury. He just came back. You need KD to come back. But on paper, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on paper,
yes. They're the most talented team. They should be projected to win the Western Conference. But go ahead,
Jay. How does this unlock DeAndre Ayton, though? How does this out of the Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant? Will this unlock DeAndre Ayton?
I mean, the question around Ayton has always been: is there a hunger for him to be the best? Right, like that's what you hear in Phoenix when you watch games. That if you're a fan of the Phoenix Suns, like that's what you always question around DeAndre Ayton, because when he's aggressive, he's a double-double guy easily, and he should be blocking shots and being a great defensive player. So now if you're surrounded by KD going to try to bring that out of DeAndre. And CP3 is already – I feel like CP3's voice may have kind of, like, diminished with DeAndre. And that's what Jay Crowder's purpose was. For anybody that knows the Suns, Jay Crowder was the guy that handled the ups and downs for DeAndre Ayton. And I think that's what KD's going to have to do. But – to me, just the West is so loaded now. I would still say that Phoenix is the favorite, but Denver has been playing the best basketball in the West. You still got Memphis, who is loaded, who is talented. The Kings have been there. I saw Kyrie Irving last night with the Dallas Mavericks. That looked different, and Luka didn't even play. The Clippers, we'll see if they make a move with Toronto for Fred VanVleet. If they can get him along with Kawhi and Paul George, they'll be in the mix.
If
Zion
ever gets healthy...
Yeah. You got Zion with Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum. Like, they're going to be there. And Golden State is still there.
Yo, man, the West won't give it up. The East, for decades now, the West been better than the East. And it looked like the East was making a move.
But is it good basketball, though, Jay, right? It's great names in the West, right? It's just you just rattled off all the great names. But is the basketball good? Right?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, we got to see.
That's what I'm saying. We'll see. We'll see if the basketball is good, because – 2 weeks ago, we was only really sitting up here talking about three teams, maybe, you know, maybe four teams. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like with these names shifting around in the West, the names packaged up has all of a sudden lifted the West. But is it going to be good basketball?
Well, what we say in the NBA, you're always one player away. You're
– they got a hell of a player.
You're one player away, Phoenix. That's why you go for it. Denver is healthy. Like, that's always been the question around Denver. Michael Porter Jr., Jamal, right? Like, those guys getting healthy, like, that's a big thing for them. But still, on paper, CP3, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant, you tell me a team better on paper.
I forgot who said it in baseball years ago. Someone was like, yeah, we're two players away. They're like, who? Because the team stunk. They said Babe Ruth and Sandy Koufax, right? But, like, you're just a player away. Yeah, Kevin Durant is what people mean when they say we are a player. If any team Kevin Durant goes to is live. They just put him on a team with Devin Booker and CP3 and talent.
Yeah, I'm happy for him, though, Jay. And the reason I'm happy for him is I did not hear him at all. He did exactly what you and I said he should do, which is say, man, let's just sit down and have a cup of coffee. Let's figure this out. Let's not put it in the New York Post. Let's just do what we do. And now he's on the move to Phoenix. Remember, originally I was like, he can't leave again. But he didn't leave.
He got traded.
He got traded. They moved him. Even if he went to them and said, hey, this might be a good deal for me to get up out of here, he didn't do it on social media. He didn't do it out in the public to be scrutinized for, oh, he can't do it by himself, blah, blah, blah. This one feels different.
Jordan in Tennessee. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
I actually disagree with y'all on this one with KD not being at fault. You know what the old adage is? When the going gets tough, Durant gets going, y'all.
See?
That's what he does. OKC, Brooklyn. I mean, he's always on the move, but I pay him a lot of respect for what he does in the game. So, yes, on paper, Phoenix probably is the best team in the West. But what I think is funny is that he went to the Suns of all teams after the back and forth with Barkley about being the bus driver and everything. Now he's about to be driving the bus in Phoenix, y'all.
Oh, don't let him win a chip in Phoenix, a place Charles Barkley never won a chip. That trash talking will be epic. But I will say this. A lot of people are automatically today going to talk about the legacy of KD. And Key, as you had just made mention, he got traded. But here's how I look at KD. KD will never have a home. Basketball is KD's home.
Yeah.
He is a
Word.
Hooper.
Yeah.
He is
right,
the
yeah.
ultimate mercenary.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes in this world, as long as he has that rock in his hand, that is his home. That's what you will know KD
for. And you know the other thing about you said about Chris Paul? Now, look, there are lots of ways to frame KD going to Golden State, and I have framed it in the past, among other ways, as 73-win team couldn't get past LeBron, OKC couldn't get past the 73-win team. Hey, let's join forces, and then no one can stop us. Ah, that's weak, right? Or also, you could see it like a bunch of ways like that, and here's another way to see it, though. KD doesn't want all the drama and this thing. He just wants to play basketball, right? And he's better at it practically than anyone who ever lived. If you just look at the pure offensive skills and now the size and the defense, it's like, come on, why isn't he the greatest player of all time?
And right away, the
he
reason
just
why.
Wants to play. And in Golden State, the way Steph and Dre and everyone, the culture there, oh, you could just play basketball.
But it was also, it was a continuity. It was the schemes that they ran. Yeah. He's a basketball nerd, right? Like, he loves schemes. Like, and that's the thing that he was frustrated about with Kyrie and James Harden with Steve Nash. They had no schemes.
Their
schemes
were
not good.
You take it,
I'll take it. So now Monty Williams is probably the second best coach other than Steve Kerr, maybe the first best coach that KD has had in his career now.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot to get into here. Plus, what's the next domino to fall? Trade deadlines tonight in the NBA. Super Bowl's on Sunday, and the NBA has been dominating the sports headlines.
Key.
You know the Lakers made some moves.
Key.
The Lakers did make some moves.
Are the Lakers done making moves?
Yeah, that's the question. Are they done?
That sounds like a tease.
Yeah.
We want your thoughts on the KD trade. Plus, the Lakers land a guy they'd used the second pick in the draft not that long ago on, D'Angelo Russell.
Is Swaggy P coming back?
In a three-team trade.
Stop. What?
Is that the blockbuster?
I'm not telling you anything, Jay.
Was that enough? Will there be are the Lakers done dealing? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Phoenix Suns are acquiring Kevin Durant, Jordan in Tennessee. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
You know what the old adage is? When the going gets tough, Durant gets going, y'all.
By the way, I've never, like, when the going gets tough, Durant gets going. Why should a player who has only a handful of prime years, who's one of the 400 best, and in Durant's case, maybe the very best, out of a planet with 7.5 billion people, all of whom, it is barely an exaggeration to say anyone on Earth who can play in the NBA is playing in the NBA. It's the most competitive league in the world because it's not full contact like football. You have long careers. You make a lot of money. You're a big star. Anyone who could play in the NBA basically on Earth is playing in the NBA. There's no 6'10" guy who's crazy good at basketball who's like, you know, writing books. Like Michael Crichton was 6'10". If he could play in the NBA, he'd have played in the NBA.
So all right. Big for no reason.
The point is, you do that. You spend your whole life honing your skills, putting on, and you finally get there, and you're supposed to spend 3-4 years of your life in no man's land because the team is mismanaged? What sense does that make? Get out of there.
Oh, Max, you said a word. You said mismanaged. Whose fault is Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Whose fault is Brooklyn's demise? You putting out on the management? You putting out on the players?
Well, ultimately, ultimately, I blame the owner of the team. Ultimately, okay. That's where I go.
Oh.
Does KD's trade now make the Suns, new ownership, the best teams in the West, the best team in the West? Travis in Arkansas, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. First off, I love the show. And Jay, did Stephen A. ever give you that Armani suit that he owes you from that weird bet?
No. But anyway, I doubled down. He won it back, though. I should have doubled down. You're right.
Yeah, but still, Memphis Grizzlies, man. Memphis Grizzlies. I'm not a Memphis Grizzlies fan, but if you want to talk about chemistry, they haven't been making any big moves because that team is still solid. I'm still worried about KD's health when it comes to postseason, along with Chris Paul's health. So, I mean, on paper, yeah. Oh, my gosh, Phoenix looks great. But, like, when it starts getting to that time, how Keyshawn says nothing good ever happens to that guy? Chris Paul is one of those people,
Key, I think you might be right.
Like,
it's the hammy.
He's right.
No, it's 100% right. It's not a bad thing, though, Jay. It sounds like a bad thing, but it's one of those things where somebody does something right all the time, but then just at the moment, they don't get the break that they deserve.
They got bad
luck.
That's
what it means.
They got bad luck.
It's just one of those things. But he's right about one. I mean, he misses out on one thing when he mentions Memphis to me. Kevin Durant brings championship experience to the Phoenix Suns, something that they hadn't had. So now all of a sudden, you get a guy with championship experience that kicks you over the top a little bit.
Hey, so I'm going to be honest with y'all. I mean, I'm always – this is a league full of individual players, right? And the NBA is so different than the NFL because in the NFL, you root for your team, right, where you're from. In the NBA, you root more for individuals. I got to tell you, I don't know how you don't root for CP3 at the age of 37 years old, who's going to turn 38 on May 6th, for him to finally have probably the best shot of his career – with the most talent on his roster to win a chip. He has a year left, Key? He may has a year, maybe two.
Yeah,
if you want to squeeze out next year, pending upon an injury,
he's got a guy in Kevin Durant with him now because this caller just mentioned Memphis. And Ja Morant, along with Patrick Mahomes, are my two favorite athletes to watch across all sports. They're the ones that make me feel like, because you watch things and get inspired and feel something. They're the ones who make me feel like, oh my God, right? But let me tell you something. The odds are slim that Ja Morant, one of the most spectacular talents ever, who I love, the odds are slim he will ever be as good as Kevin Durant is today. Today! Through the injuries, through everything, his age, everything, KD right now is probably better than your favorite player, even if he's a young ascending player, will ever be. The chances are he's better than that dude will ever be. That's who Chris Paul just got to go with Devin Booker.
And, Key, I'm going to tell you this right now. I really like Memphis. I mean, this is all about matchups. Don't let Memphis have to see Dallas if Dallas were at full health. I like Memphis, but, like, the wings that they – now when you guard Dallas in the fourth quarter, Dallas is going to be a problem, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. They lead the league in ISOs. You're not going to be able to double Luka Doncic.
If you watch them play last night against the Clippers, they space you out. They shoot a ton of threes with, you know, Tim Hardaway. You got Theo Pinson knocking down threes. You have a lot of additional. Dwight Powell can space the floor a little bit. There are no big names that jump off the page other than Kyrie and Luka. But the way they play and the number of possessions in which they play, that's a matchup that would be really tough for Memphis.
Luka's a great
same with Clippers.
When you talk about Luka, and there's comparisons to LeBron, even though Harden's probably a better comparison. But Luka, to me, still his special talent, his most special talent is passing to me. Like, he can score, no doubt. He has timing, this and that. He's a great passer. Kyrie is an excellent passer, but his special talent, if I have to associate just one thing with Kyrie, it's scoring, right? So that has a chance to be impossible, those two together.
And Kyrie makes a hockey assist, and Luka is a passer. I think he'll be more of a willing passer now that he has more of an offensive threat
right
on the floor.
Right, he scores like LeBron scores because, like, that's our best chance to score right now.
He's more
of a scorer than LeBron.
He's way more aggressive
than LeBron.
Because he has to be.
Problem, Dallas's biggest problem, though, is as you advance into the playoffs, as you know, Jay, you get better and better offensive teams that you got to play against.
Yep.
And now, all of a sudden, what are you going to do on the defensive end? We're, every time we talk about Dallas, the first thing we talk about is their offense. Their offense. Well, you got to have some defense with that, too. And if you don't have defense with that offense, I don't know any teams. This isn't Lyle and Marymount offense where you're just going to run up and down the floor and win a championship by doing that. You've got to play defense.
I agree. We're going to say the same thing about the Phoenix Suns, though. I mean, the Phoenix Suns, you lose Jay Crowder, you lose Mikal Bridges. Those are two of your defensive weapons. Those are the reasons why you are in the NBA Finals. So now, like, your wings, like, you lack defense now. I mean, Kevin Durant, we'll see how he is coming back off his injury. But if you have a question about Dallas's defense, you sure as hell have a question about Phoenix's defense, too.
Do you think that there's a chance? Because, like, as you mentioned, Luka and Kyrie, I shouldn't say score for, let's just say shoot. Like, Luka's not a pure shooter. Kyrie is a great shooter. Luka can shoot, but he has to get his own shot so often, he doesn't shoot it as well as if he had a crime partner who could sometimes make it easier for him, which he has now. Devin Booker, on the other hand, when I think about Phoenix, Jay, he's not going to have the same number of touches, or at least shots, you would think, with KD on the team. Is there any downside to KD in terms of Booker, or does it just make it better?
No, I think Devin Booker will still have the same amount of shots. I mean, that's going to be CP3's perfection. That's what CP3's great at, distributing the rock, keeping the offense balanced. And by the way, Monty Williams has them in continuity offense in which they run in high pick and rolls. I mean, they're going to have field days.
And this is going to give CP3 some open looks, too.
Wide open looks, kid.
Wide open looks. His little floaters at the elbow, all that sort of stuff, the things that he likes to do.
Can I just tell y'all, though? I mean, we're going to talk a lot about the Western Conference, but I'm still going to go ahead and say this. Boston is the most complete team in the NBA.
When you add in chemistry.
We keep
and
talking
everything.
About, well, what's Dallas going to do defensively? What's Phoenix going to do defensively? Memphis, yeah, they're there. They're good defensively, but do they have enough offense when it's all said and done with Bane or Jaren Jackson being the second best player? Golden State, what's happening with Steph Curry? Sacramento Kings, like, all right, they're new on the scene. Denver, they're finally healthy, but we have questions about how they're going to defend pick and rolls. I look at what's happening with Giannis. I'm like, okay, Giannis might be the MVP. I look at what Boston did to Philly last night. I'm like, Boston is the most complete team defensively, and they're still high-octane offense.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Giannis, I got a couple free tickets for you tonight.
Odds Not to going. Win the West. Odds to win the West. The Suns are now the favorite at plus 230. The Nuggets plus 375. The Nuggets have the continuity, though, Jay, that you're like, that's part of like what makes Boston good, right? They've been doing it together for a while. The Clippers plus 550. That's before the Van Vliet trade, right?
Yeah, before that pops off.
Let's see if it happens. People just like Van Vliet on that team.
If you're Toronto, are you selling?
Right.
Like, they have so many assets. Like, OG Anunoby, he's not happy there. Okay, like, what are you doing with that? Fred VanVleet, he's going to be unrestricted free. What are you doing with that? I've heard the Lakers being involved in something like that. I've heard the Clippers really want that. I mean, that's a missing link.
We need to get involved with something.
Yeah, Masai is going to get return on that. Believe that. Warriors, Mavericks, and Grizzlies are all plus 750. More of your calls on the KD trade. And the Lakers moving on from Russell Westbrook. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Phoenix Suns are acquiring Kevin Durant,
Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton. I'm going to go ahead and say, I mean, I think this team kind of challenges those 2017, 2018, 2019 Golden State Warrior teams.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Kevin Durant is on the Phoenix Suns. Real quick, Jay, Phoenix Suns the best team in the West on paper?
Title or bust right now.
I agree. I think on paper, Phoenix Suns the best team. On paper, yes. They're the best team in the West. We'll see how it works out on the court. Lakers, meantime, the Lakers landed their former number two overall pick, D'Angelo Russell, in a trade. Russell Westbrook is out. D'Angelo Russell is in.
Key, how do you feel, Key?
I think they got three nice little pieces. They're not done yet, I don't think. But I think that I like it. I like D-Lo can shoot a little bit.
He can shoot.
You know? We'll see, I guess, is what I'm going to say. They're probably not done, though.
Max,
deadline is 3 p.m. Eastern, correct?
Yes. Why don't you give us the rest of the details of the trade, Max, real quick.
So it's Russell Westbrook to the Jazz. The Lakers get D'Angelo Russell. It's a three-team, eight-player trade. The Lakers also get Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt. The Timberwolves get Mike Conley and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and picks. Now, D'Angelo Russell's averaging almost 18 points and over 6 assists a game, shooting over 45% from the field, 46.5% from the field, and here's a big number, 39% from three. So he's about a 40% three-point shooter. So over, and by the way, he has good court vision. He's a very good passer. Not the fastest guy in the world, but does a lot of nice things as a guard. Was this a good trade for the Lakers?
So before, I just want to say two things before we get into L.A. So you got to think Utah's going to buy Russell Westbrook out. They have all the picks in the world. Danny Ainge is going to rebuild that the same way he was rebuilding Boston, right, over time. Because they just cleared space out in Utah. Got rid of Donovan Mitchell. Now no more Mike Conley. Now they're going to buy Russell Westbrook out. Rebuild. Complete rebuild. And they're going to have all the picks in the world. Right? Him and Sam Presti. Who has more picks? OKC or Utah Jazz? That's going to be the conversation. Next up for Minnesota. I still don't know what Minnesota's doing here. I get getting Mike Conley, but they still have Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns together. That's going to be an issue for them. I don't see what that's going to do for them in the Western Conference.
They mortgaged the future for Rudy
Gobert. For two bigs. I mean, we're not playing 90s basketball. For Rudy, I don't know what they're doing.
The question is, can you even win with one big nowadays, right? Like, if you have all those resources devoted to a big, can Jokic win a title? Can Embiid win a title? Let alone you already have Cat, and then you go out and get another dude and spend all those picks on him.
So then as it relates to L.A., Key, I kind of like it. So,
yeah, that's
but
fine.
I don't think L.A. is done, but Malik Beasley is a guy that can shoot the rock, right? Like since 2021, he's third in the league in three-point shot attempts. He's shooting around 37%. I like that. I think D'Lo, you know, will have to play off the ball, but he's a guy that can shoot and score another playmaker. And I think Vanderbilt is a guy that can defend a little bit and, you know, add some depth to your front court.
They got three good players.
But, like, you still need some, like, Pat Bev. I hear what he's supposed to be as a wing defender. I still don't think he's a high-level wing defender when you have to go against these bigger guards he's like Luka and Kawhi. He's not going to be able to stop that. But I am just still hearing that there is some stuff out there floating around Anthony Davis, man. And I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but there's stuff floating out there about Anthony Davis.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I don't know where it's going to
be moved before 3 p.m.
He can potentially. I'm not sure the Lakers are going to do it, but you've been hearing rumblings around that.
Let's back up. We've all read stuff online involved, like, you know, this has been out there, right? Involving a certain team. And certain team, but one in particular,
certain teams,
where he's from and all that stuff. But before we even get there, there was a lot made, and I called it germ spreading, the Key called it germ spreading, about AD not celebrating LeBron's breaking Kareem's scoring record. He sat on the bench. Oh, he's probably just tired. He's injury prone. He's coming off injury. It's late in the third quarter. Da 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 da.
It's a steal shot. The dude eventually got up.
No, we saw the video. We saw the video. He sat there. You tried to say he clapped. We watched it again. Even you, upon review,
he said he clapped with his knees, Key.
Reversed the decision on the field, Key. He did not clap. He didn't get up. He didn't look excited. Now, if he feels a certain kind of way. Because he feels like LeBron maybe is trying to get him out of there. Like, that starts to make sense to me.
So Key, I'll say this to you. And I don't know if a deal is going to happen or not. I know talks have been happening. But so we heard about Russell Westbrook and Darvin Ham getting into a spat.
At halftime.
Right, at halftime. Where's Russ today?
Gone.
You see Utah. AD, right? And LeBron kind of consoling him at the end of the game. I'm not saying something is definitively going to happen, but, I mean, you've been parts of trade talks before. When you hear your name floated around situations, it can make you feel some type of way. You know, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you hear stuff floating around that.
Yeah, you float my name. It's time to move me. We not – just yeah, you want me out of here if it's – put it this way, if my name is in it, it's probably going to happen.
So that's what I'm saying. If you hear a name floated around, who else are you looking other than LeBron James, right? I mean, your name's not floating around unless LBJ gives permission for your name to be floated around to see what's happening.
Of course.
Well, it's I don't want to.
We're not jurors for this here.
I don't want to pin this on LeBron, but the organization probably will go to somebody like LeBron and say, hey, this is an opportunity. What do you think? Do you think this makes us better? Opposed to LeBron James going to them and saying, get rid of him and bring them in. I think it's the lighter, right? I think it's more where they consult LeBron in a situation that could possibly take place, and here's how we can make the team better. What do you think?
So I just keep asking this question like I asked the other day. What are the Chicago Bulls doing? You know, what are you doing? Is time ran out with Vucevic? It seems like it has. You know, what's going on with Zach LaVine? You've been hearing his name around a lot with the Lakers.
Zach is from here.
Zach
Alex
LaVine.
Alex Caruso, right? He's another tradable option.
Who's played on the team.
Ball has not played. Knee injury. You're wondering about that. There's just a lot of stuff floating
Zach
out
LaVine. When I think of, like, what Zach LaVine is a player, Zach LaVine is a great shooter and finisher, right? In between, not as much. It's not like he's going to create off the bounce. That's the perfect guy to play with LeBron. It's perfect. It's exactly what LeBron needs, a guy who can bomb it and finish.
But how does it
– And he's young?
I don't know. We'll see.
Could you – and not only that, but let's not forget –
How many hours we got until 3 p.m.?
Let's not forget, the Lakers originally, when Dr. Busball team, it was showtime. It was excitement. Zach LaVine in L.A. playing with LeBron James? You know what that's going to look like? Ooh, if an AD trade, could you imagine a KD trade getting bumped off the front page? It just bumped the Super Bowl off the front page? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.